FM.
Well, South Australia, I couldn't be more excited for two reasons. One, on Sunday night, I'm going into Her Majesty's Theatre for the first time since it's been done up, and it looks beautiful from the outside.
Her Maj looks hot.
At number two, I'm going to go and see Six, which is a musical that's on at the moment. It starts on Saturday night, and Beck's going to be there as well. This is going to be massive.
Oh, I'm taking my three daughters. It is Six, the musical. We have two of the queens from the show here this morning. Phoenix Jackson-Mendoza, who plays Catherine of Aragon, and Chelsea Dawson, who plays Catherine Howard. Good morning,
yeah,
beautiful girls.
Good morning. Hello. Lovely to be here.
Girls, tell us, what is Six?
Do you want to take away Phoenix?
Sure thing. Six is a history lesson told in a Spice Girls kind of fashion. It's hilarious, and it's a kick-ass musical, according to all reports.
Wow.
And it's about Henry VIII's six wives and them kind of just reclaiming their stories.
Yeah, and also having a competition about who had the worst life with Henry at the same time.
Did he have six wives at the same time or across
his
life?
No, across his life. Yeah.
This is why you need the history lesson.
The famous saying is divorce beheaded died, divorce beheaded survived.
Oh, wow.
So you get to hear each of their story and what happened to them.
Mm. Who did get the worst run, do you think, out of the six wives?
Still up for debate.
Look, I think we still fight about it to this day.
Your queen definitely
I stand
had a worse,
by my
Charles.
Queen. She had the shortest life. She died around the age of like late teens, early 20s.
Wow.
Was beheaded. Right. She was just mistreated by a lot of different men. And she gets to, and it's, you know, amazing to be able to retell her story.
Mm. Do you get beheaded at the end?
You'll just have to come and see. You have to see what special effects we have.
Oh, now the music has become super famous. What are the, do you each like get a solo and then what?
Yeah,
are,
yeah. Each one of us has a solo and then there's a few songs that we all join in together. And in our solos, the other queens are kind of being the backup vocalists.
Yeah. So it's a real girl power thing.
Totally.
Super girl power. It's like, you know, the ensemble pieces especially are based off like Little Mix, the Spice Girls. Oh, wow. Like it's your iconic girl groups.
Yeah. Hey, can you girls tell me about Her Majesty's Theatre? Like I said, I've driven past and we can see it from here. So see, we've watched it get built. See the black building there?
Oh, yeah.
So we've watched it be built, but I haven't been inside. What's it like to perform in?
You weren't wrong. It is hot. The facelift is amazing. Yeah.
We had a little sneak peek yesterday and it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah. Yet to go on the actual stage, but I have seen it on the screen and it does look amazing.
Mm, yeah. Very much so.
And does King Henry VIII get the ending that he deserves in Six?
I think what's great about this show is that, you know, a lot of people do know Henry VIII because of his six wives, because of that iconic saying. But what we get to do is we get to shine the light on those six queens and kind of put Henry to the side, you know?
Oh, yeah, great.
You know, as we've been exploring Australia, I've also been doing a couple of tours and a fantastic saying that a lot of people have been saying is that behind every great woman, a great man is a great woman. And I think, you know, this historical man had some fantastic females behind him. And so to share their stories is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a hoot.
Yeah.
It's been a hoot to have two of the six queens in the SFM studios here today. We wish you the best of luck. Welcome to South Australia and welcome back to performing after COVID. People are going to be pumped to get back to the theatre and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Queens. We're very happy to be here. Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.